April 18, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Great Things. Opening Prayer. Jesus, you care for me with a love that is beyond measure. Help me to respond in ways that show the world around me who you are. Read Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Jesus raises a dead girl and heals a sick woman. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion, with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha koum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Reflect. In Luke chapter 1, verse 49, Mary declares, "The Mighty One has done great things for me." What great things has God done for you? As we've been reading through Mark's account, I've noticed that he sometimes puts stories that convey similar messages. The storm on the sea and the man with demons are both stories that illustrate Jesus demonstrating his power. He does it again in today's story, comparing a girl who had been alive for 12 years, then died, with a woman who had an illness for 12 years. Both the girl's father, Jairus, and the woman are desperate. But while Jairus approaches Jesus directly, the woman is embarrassed and tries to sneak up unobtrusively. Jesus shows that he cares for people, regardless of their social status. I find it interesting that he calls out the woman who was a social outcast, even though it seems she had already been healed. Perhaps he wants to give her status and affirmation, as well as offer healing. I also note that Jesus said the little girl was only sleeping. Of course, she was actually dead, and he raised her back to life. Perhaps he was suggesting that death is not the end. I find that very reassuring as we face the possibility of death at any time. Apply. Look back at the three chapters of Mark we have read over the past week. What aspects of Jesus' character have stood out for you? What difference does that make to your life today? Closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for the love and compassion you showed in Mark's Gospel, and for the same affection and kindness you expressed toward me.